kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Oh yes, it's become an iconic song from an iconic film and show that's coming to Penobscot Theater starting this weekend. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, the musical at the historic Bangor Opera House. And we're about to learn more about the production as we are joined in studio by cast members Janelle A. Robinson and Kyle Munson. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Delightful to have you here. Let's learn a little bit about the two of you first. Janelle, you're based in Connecticut, originally from New Jersey.
Yeah, actually, I'm originally from Jamaica, West Indies. I was born there and lived till I was about six, and then my parents moved up to the States. And I've lived in Jersey and then went off to college and ended up in Connecticut. That's where I live now.
And you were in the Broadway production of Mary Poppins.
I was. I originated Mrs. Corey, who is the crazy super cow lady. I tend to do crazy parts. I'm not sure what that says about me, but I did the entire 6.5-year run of the show.
Wow. And you're no stranger to Maine, because a while back you performed at a much beloved place, the Deck House, down in MDI.
Yes, I did. When I was in college, I was introduced to the Deck House by family members, and they thought it would be a perfect summer job for me since I was a music theater major. And I started working there, and I worked there 7 summers, and it was one of the best times of my life. It was 'cause I had never been to Maine before, and so it was a nice introduction to Maine. And as well as just the opportunity to perform every summer.
That's wonderful. And Kyle, you were just telling me, well, I should have known from the LSU shirt that you're from the New Orleans area.
Yeah, I'm actually, I am from Prairieville, which is an hour, if I have this right, west of New Orleans. And it's like 20 minutes outside of Baton Rouge, our two biggest cities. So I'm this nice little suburban-y rural patch that also has a lot of boom going around, so you can go to the city or you can go to the country, you can go to wherever you want to.
And where did you go to school?
Oh, well, I actually did not go to LSU. It's just 15 minutes away from my house. I went to Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, Louisiana, Forkham Demons.
I know them well because they're in the same level of football that the University of Maine is.
Oh,
they're,
okay.
They're always a pretty good team there. Now, you're playing Franklin Hart.
I am.
And you just played Franklin Hart earlier this year. Was it at Stevens College?
It was. It was at Stevens College, the Mecklenburg Playhouse, in association with Stevens College. I was a sort of guest artist there. And we had just done 9 to 5, and I was originally supposed to go somewhere else this summer, but I got a call from my boss, who was contacted by her friend at Maples Rep in Missouri, who was contacted by their friend at Penobscot, and they were looking for a Hart, and her friend said, why don't you call my friend Jennifer Hempel, and she's my boss. She called me, and then here we are.
Well, fantastic. So is this your first time in Maine?
This is my first time in Maine. This is my first time in New England, this side of the country, all that stuff.
Nice. Well, we've tried to come up with some pretty good weather for you to make you feel comfortable here, but not steamy, not New Orleans kind of heat here.
I love the weather. It was, 50 the other night, and I posted it to my Instagram and Snapchat just to make people upset because it's 95 there right now.
Yeah. And Janelle, you play Roz.
Yes.
A wonderful part indeed.
It is. It's fun. Roz happens to be Mr. Hart's secretary, and she is just a little enamored of him. And so I kind of run the roost in the office. But I have a wonderful song in the middle of the show where I get to show my intentions and dreams and passions for my boss.
Well, you know, it's so interesting to me that we all love the movie. I'm old enough to remember when it actually first came out.
Me too.
The Broadway show has been such a big success, but it seems to have taken on a new urgency and has a new life in light of events in the last few years, the Me Too movement, and everybody looking differently at office relationships, business relationships, and just the way people are treated in a professional setting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because as we go through the script now, you know, some of the lines are so dated. But in the show, the fabulous story of this show is the strength of the women coming together and being able to succeed in empowering themselves in a situation where they are treated less than and really poorly as far as the sexism goes. So it's exciting to do this. A lot of people might look at it and go, oh my God, I can't believe what they're saying on stage. But the at the end of the show, what it's really about is overcoming all of those adversities.
And Kyle, the challenge I have to think in playing Mr. Hart is obviously he's the villain, but he can't just be one shade that everybody dislikes. And whether it was in the film with Dabney Coleman or in the Broadway show, there's got to be something there that makes the audience understand why Roz is attracted to you and why you people don't just slug you right from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, all people, for the most part in human history, have levels to them. So yeah, he's horrible. He's disgusting. But there is a reason why he, you know, has gotten somewhat far in life, whether it be daddy's money or whether it be whatever. But he does have a certain amount of charm, and that's how a lot of those sort of nasty people get away with doing the things they do, is because they are charming or they do buy people gifts or whatever to cover up the fact or to lead people into believing they're good, when in reality they have these gross things that they want to do to people or say to people, or gross things that they do in general to the company or whatever. So yeah, he's a horrible person, but he is even worse because he does treat people nicely sometimes.
Now, we said you've done the show before. What's the reaction been from the audience?
Audiences love this show because it's Dolly Parton. You can't go wrong with Dolly Parton. But we've all lots of laughs, and it's very, very popular with women, obviously. Mm. But you know, there are some songs. The last time I did it, "Heart to Heart," which is a Roz's song, was very well received, and I don't think the audience is here already to see what Janelle has in store. I
don't know what you're talking about.
It is amazing. But they also, there's a song, two of the songs in Act Two, there's One of the Boys, which Violet, the Lily Tomlin character, sings. And there's Get Out and Stay Out, which, what is her name? Judy. The Judy character sings.
Jody,
Julie.
Whatever you call her in the moment.
And particularly the women in the audience respond very well to that, because they're both sort of celebrations of owning yourself in whatever way that is, whether it's, you know, your sexuality or your strength or your intelligence or whatever. Both of those are, you know, one's a sort of show busy production number and the other one's a passionate sort of power ballad moment. But they both are about sort of embracing who you are. So women love it because it's a women-centered piece. But it's for everyone. Everyone loves those songs, and it's great.
I don't know if either of you have seen the documentary that came out just a couple of months ago. We had the Lane brothers on, who did the film called Still Working 9 to 5, and it's on the cultural impact of the movie and then the play and what it's done for people. And it was important at the time when they made the film to have the involvement of labor unions and the people who understood what it was like for women in the workplace in those days, and it's the same today. And now that the play has come back stronger than ever, it started with a performance in London's West End, and it's back to being performed in theaters all over the country. It's got a new relevance now that maybe it lost for a few years.
Oh, definitely. I think also Dolly Parton is doing another tour of it. It's going to be there's going to be a national tour here in the States. It'll be interesting to see if they make any adjustments to the dialogue or any of the lyrics or anything in today's climate, because, so much has changed as far as like the office structure and the energy and the environment in which we work these days, you know. So, but I mean, I think regardless, Dolly Parton, she is like one of America's like
angels. Well, have yourself
angels.
have a year, Dolly Parton, too. I know, you know, Penobscot originally intended to do this show pre-COVID, so it's been delayed a bit, but now you end up doing it in the year of Dolly Parton when she's going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
She's given $1 million every week, it seems, for infectious disease research. I don't know that there's a better American out there than Dolly Parton.
Absolutely.
And this was, in many ways, her first real big foray beyond the world of country music.
Yeah, it really was. And I think even to this day, people still, like, they know so many of these songs from the show, you know, which is another reason why it makes it such a great night out for people. You know, they come to the theater, and I'm sure some of them will be singing along with us.
Now, Kyle, you've got to contend not just with Roz, but you've got our friends Christy Robinson,
yes,
Heather Libby, and Laura Hodes. My goodness, you are surrounded by powerful women.
I know, and I think that's what really makes the piece is because they are all so powerful as the actors outside the role and in the role, but in the show it's like this one man in the story, in the framework of the story, is stopping them from seeing the power or living the power that they have. And it's not until the three of them come together that they're able to be like, oh, we can really do something here. And that's sort of, I think that is what a new essence of the show is that, you know, in the last couple of years, it's talking about intersectional sort of feminism and stuff like that, where we're not just talking about one person's, you know, feminism for one woman. We're talking about feminism for all women and power and equality for all women, regardless of their identity, sexual orientation, race, whatever that is. And in this show, we see three women who judge each other in the beginning, all of a sudden realize they do have a common goal, and they come together and, you know, they command and conquer. And being around all those women has made my job actually a lot easier, because they give so much energy and so much stuff for me to throw back at them, only for them to bounce it right back at me. It's a great back and forth for me as an actor and a person.
What's been like working with the production team at Penobscot Theater?
Oh, they're great. It's, you know, this is our first time, both of us. And I have to say, like, even though I'm sure it was let down when they had planned to do this before COVID, I'm thankful that it didn't happen, because neither of us would be here.
Amen.
Had it happened at that point. But the production team is wonderful. They're really supportive, and it's exciting to see this company continue to grow. And everybody wants you to succeed, obviously, on stage. And so, you know, we've reworked and worked and reworked several bits, several costume changes, all that kind of stuff. But like you said before, you know, with Christy, Heather, and Laura all being veterans of this community, they have also been really helpful in getting us settled into the theater and the space and everything. So
previews coming up, what, starting tomorrow?
No, I think first preview is Thursday night.
Thursday night, okay. Mm-hmm. And then official opening coming on Saturday.
Saturday, yes. Yeah.
And the show plays through the 31st of July. Mm-hmm. We're talking, of course, about Bangor Opera House. You can call the theater 942-3333. Visit online at penobscottheater.org, or just show up at the box office, say hi to Frank or Amy, and get yourself tickets to see this show. We know it's going to be a smashing success, and it's great to meet both of you. Welcome to Bangor, and have a great run. Break legs.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's Janelle A. Robinson, Kyle Munson, Penobscot Theater's production of 9 to 5, rolling out later this week at the Bangor Opera House in downtown Bangor. 26 after the hour, we'll take a break. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal next on Downtown.
What makes a community thrive? And the businesses that provide the goods and services the community needs. If you're an independent